Nolte, viewership ratings for woke Olympics continue to crash. By John Nolte on August 3, 2021. Not even the USA winning the gold for all-around gymnastics lifted the ratings for the 2020 woke Olympics anywhere close to respectable territory. NBC said Friday that Thursday's primetime coverage of the Tokyo Summer Olympics averaged a 10.8 rating and 19.5 million viewers across all of its platforms, down 43% in ratings and 41% in viewership from the comparable night of the Rio Games in 2016. 18.9, 33.0 million, Sports Media Watch reported. Versus the most recent Olympics, the Pyeongchang Winter Games 3 years ago, ratings fell 5% and viewership 1% from an 11.4 and 19.3 million. So far, all 7 nights of the Olympics have averaged 20 million or fewer viewers, nearly doubling the combined total of the previous 3 Summer Olympics in 2008, 2012 and 2016. 4. Even more disastrous for the Olympics has been the crashing and burning of all their woke-tard athletes and icons. Megan Rapinoe's all-girls soccer team was supposed to be on the easy path to Olympic gold and then lost in a major upset to Canada. Gee, maybe someone should worry less about being a fascist woketard and more about the game of soccer. Honestly, who loses to Canada? Gwen Berry, the insufferable hammer thrower who disrespected the flag during her Olympic trials and then threatened to do so again if she won an Olympic medal, did not win anything. In fact, out of 12 competitors, she came in 11th. Gee, maybe someone should worry less about being an ungrateful woketard and more about throwing hammers. And then there's my all-time favorite, a 43-year-old fat guy named Laurel who competed as a woman weightlifter. But even with all the advantages of being a guy, he still blew it. Gee, maybe someone should. But, oh, hell, I have no idea what to do about Laurel. Then there's this moron, whose stunt was so stuntish, no one even knew what it meant. These woketards are such woketards, they're just making shit up now. At least she won a silver. Who would have ever thought these spoiled, unappealing, sanctimonious, and entitled athletes could drag the Summer Olympics down to a point where ridiculing them and watching them lose would become the most entertaining aspect of the games. And here's the result. The Olympics is now averaging 17.5 million viewers in prime time, still down more than 11 million viewers from the NBC-only average at the same point in 2016, 28.7 million. If well below previous Olympics, the 7-day average now exceeds that of NBC's Sunday Night Football last season, which averaged 17.4 million across NBC's various platforms. We're just hating you back, woketards.